Alrighty, kitties. Welcome back. It's the Crewcast Attack.
Kitties.
What's going on?
I'm feeling
good. Welcome.
Hey, we got our guest, our special guest, host? Hostess?
Hostess.
Are with the mostest.
Hostess with the mostest. Wow. Our very own. She's not just calling this week. We'll get to some of your voicemails later. But this is, it's Amy Beckberger.
Hello.
Give it up.
Yeah.
We need a laugh track.
We need that too.
Sometimes our jokes fail.
Yeah, we do. We do need a laugh track. You mean like ha 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 when we're not funny? Because even that there,
right? That
could have used it.
What a great example.
That's a perfect place when we needed it. All right. Well, this is episode 8, right?
Episode 8. Yep.
But it's been eons.
You would know. But it's been like 8 years.
At least a good month, I believe.
I think so. Yeah. So I know you've been missing us out there in Crewland, and Amy has been insistent,
consistent.
That we,
that's what we're looking for.
That we do another podcast, and we told her that she'd be involved, so here she is.
Yep, here I am.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm glad we finally have another podcast, because I've listened to all of them like twice already.
Sweet.
Nice diehard fan. We need to make up shirts, and Amy's going
to
get a shirt.
You know what? We need to get a shirt. Like, I'm a diehard fan of the Crewcast, just and have Amy's face on it. That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. Let's do that.
Just Crewcast on the forehead.
It's Crewtastic. Nice. That was my new...
We should make washable tattoos and then put our foreheads. It's Crewtastic.
So we want to just take a few minutes here, and since Amy's here, she's only got a limited amount of time that she's going to be with us.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Yeah. And a lot of that's actually been in our prep time getting ready. So we want to ask Amy, who is the real Amy Beckberger?
Like behind the music.
Behind the music with Amy Beckberger, except it's not behind the music.
Because she's not a musician.
Well, she is.
You are, so my bad. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I just figured that out already.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. We know you play piano.
Well, first I'll tell about my parents. My mom's from Brazil. My dad is from America, like most people here.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Brazil.
How did they meet?
In a wedding.
Their wedding?
No. Oh. No.
So it wasn't like an arranged marriage or something?
No. Okay. It's not like a cult. Well, like in cults, like they choose who you're gonna marry.
That's awesome.
That was funny.
That was funnier than the three of us have been.
I know. The last month.
I don't think we're gonna let you on here anymore. You're gonna show us up.
I like to make new friends, and
who is one of the most recent friends you made?
Well, there's a girl that comes to our church, Cassie.
Yeah.
Cassie, I just made friends with her today.
Oh, very good.
I said hi and I told her some stuff. I gave her the fall calendar, my crew fall calendar, so I had to go back to the office.
Oh, she's on top of things.
You are nice. Ultra crew. You are crewcastic. I think that's what.
Yes, crewcastic.
There we go. Crewcastic. Very cool.
Amy, you were a few years ago. You were in JBQ, were you not?
Yeah, you were my coach one time.
I was gonna say, who was your coach that led you to the state finals?
Who was that good-looking young man?
State finals. Yeah.
Bob Hong, I believe.
And
I was also a coach.
So,
you're my B coach, though.
Yeah, it was B team. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because there is no B team in heaven. Is there? We're all part of the same.
Keep telling yourself that.
I was B league because of... because why? Because
well, you had a lot of experience on the B teams in high school.
Well, you didn't have a whole lot of experience. That's why. The more experienced kids went to A. So it wasn't that you were bad. It was just that... You just didn't have the experience. You didn't have the years put in like the A-team did.
We never made it to state, though, when you were my coach.
I thought we did.
Well,
yes, we
no.
did. Yes, we did. We went to state finals.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, state finals.
Man,
oh, yeah, I think that was the time where we were depending on you and you didn't show up for us, Amy.
That's
because I was sick. I wasn't feeling well.
I'm just kidding.
No, but there was one time when I wasn't feeling well, and I decided to stay in bed and then go shopping with my mom.
Uh-oh.
That's fine.
So what other stuff are you interested in? What other stuff do you do, Amy?
Well, I wanted to be a missionary doctor to India.
Wow.
Because I've heard of, like, a lot of prostitutes. And, like, there was a Pentecostal evangel that my dad didn't want me to see about prostitutes, like, what they've been going through. And he just didn't want me to see, like, read about them suffering. And, like, he thought it would be too much for me. But I took the Pentecostal one night. I started reading it.
Wow. You're a little rebel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was reading it, and I felt sad that, like, hardly anybody, like, some people are scared to, like, go there because they don't want to be, like, mistaken for prostitutes and then treated that way. I want to be a missionary to India, like a missionary doctor.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
What sort of hobbies are you interested in, Amy? Any things you like to do, particular things you like to do in your free time?
I like basketball. We're starting that tomorrow.
Cool. Oh, yeah, the Stone. Yeah.
Like the Bulls. The Bulls.
Ben Wallace, get excited.
Ben Wallace, Big Ben.
Do you follow
Does
the
he
NBA?
He play for the Bulls?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the Bulls now.
He was on the Pistons.
I don't like Bulls.
Who do you like?
What?
Well, you were probably too young to watch Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah. Okay. I've seen some plays. I like
Meryl,
San Antonio
weren't you
Spurs.
Too young to watch Michael Jordan?
No, I wasn't.
Like, Meryl was like five.
I watched the Bulls when I was a kid.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Between Barney and was Barney and MJ? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
How old were you when they won?
Let's see, 1991. I was what, four? I didn't watch the first.
Wait.
I didn't watch the third, first
three.
I didn't
even know what basketball was. I didn't even care.
Hey,
4 years
you
old.
You seriously were 4 years old?
When they won their first title, but then I watched the second threepeat. I remember after
How
Michael left because his father died.
How old
so,
am I?
So, 1998 was the last championship.
Now that I remember
watching 96 through 98, but I don't remember it because I was a little kid. But anyways, back to Amy because she's our guest.
Okay, well, I just said I like the San Antonio Spurs.
Bleh.
I don't know
they
why
won
I did
last
that.
Last year, so.
Meryl likes doing that every week.
Is
now.
That what you is that what you base it on, Amy? Just whoever won last year? That's
well,
you like?
No, it's just last year there was a team. Well, last year San Antonio won, but the Bulls did really bad. Like when Michael Jordan played for the Bulls, like their defense was really good, but ever since then he's bad.
Are you one of those girls that likes teams based off of colors? I was just a laughing
no.
girls that were like,
no.
I like the Lakers.
I like this team because I like the yellow and the pink.
Yellow and pink.
There aren't any teams that were yellow and pink. I just came up with those colors off the top of my head.
What about...
is there still a National Women's Basketball Association?
Yeah, a WNBA, Women's National Basketball Association.
Wow. So maybe if that whole missionary thing doesn't go through...
there you go.
Follow up.
Next,
plan B.
There you go.
What about baseball? Sox or Cubs?
Sox.
Sox. Ooh, White ooh. Sox?
Man.
You teach Parker Sox stink like diapers.
Yeah, we do. That's funny. It's
even
true.
Though really the Cubs have had like diapers in the last few years.
I cannot give my Sox stuff up.
Stay okay. true, Amy.
Well,
stay true.
We won't make you. But we may not have you on again.
Sorry.
That's cool.
What
all
sort
right.
of what sort of artists, bands do you like, Amy, musically speaking?
I like Avalon. I like Grits.
Grits.
Nice.
Grits.
We
quite
met
spectrum
them.
There.
That's quite a difference.
I was going to say.
No, those Avalon, they're kind of getting
the music connoisseur there.
I like a lot of others, like DC Talk.
Ah,
yes, everybody's favorite.
Toby Mac is pretty good, except for I listened to one of his albums, and I never really cared for it.
Don't tell Lana that.
That's all of us,
I know, really,
think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were all like, wow, they're having their own albums. Oh, they're having their own albums.
Yeah, it was one of those things where you got excited initially, and then you're like, oh.
I remember putting in.
The sum is greater than the parts.
Kevin Max, I put in his album. At the store, you know, they have, like, the kiosks where you can go and listen to it, like, for free to try it and see if you like it. Yeah, bad idea. Don't put that one out because it was awful. I turned it on. I was like, ugh.
The way he sings is like, he's got, like, whatever they call that in the
vibrato?
Singing realm. Yeah, but he's got a lot of it. But it's almost, like, to a large extent where it gets annoying and bothersome.
We need the Bowmans to call in and correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah, give us the musical definitions.
By the way, Amy, would you like to tell the viewers out there what our caller voice in line number is?
206-338-CREW.
Very good. Wow, she remembers it.
Pass the test.
And I changed the for all you people who are calling out in crew land, I changed the message because I didn't realize it, Aldo, but it still said, this is Eric and Meryl.
I know. I called in yesterday, and and now it's different. Yeah. It's like, hello, this is Eric and Meryl.
That's what it was, yeah. So we changed it now. It's a little bit more crazy. Is there anything else, Amy, that we need to know about you?
That I'm fun to be with.
You're fun to be with. I'm sure you are. And it is fun. Right now, we're having a blast.
I am having fun.
Yeah.
Except for, like, my mom had a long talk with me yesterday because I talk a lot in school.
Uh-oh.
And
chatterbox.
Are you getting in trouble a lot?
No.
No, that's good.
Our teacher just laughed.
So what's the deal with your cousin? Is she still single?
Oh, yeah. I think she broke up last week or something like that. Like
Aldo,
a pin.
Get her on the rebound.
Go ahead. You can finish the
like,
story.
He gave her a pin, like a pumpkin pin, And then like he left her like the next week. It was kind of sad because he's really nice. He lives in Minnesota and his mom works at a store. It's a really nice gift store, and we go there like every week when we go to Minnesota, and it's kind of sad because he was really nice.
I thought you said he was ugly. On the voicemail.
No, he was really nice. He's really ugly, but he's really nice.
So he's got a lot of heart.
What's more important then, right?
Got a lot of heart, but not a lot of face.
There it is.
That's too
bad. He's a butterface.
Oh, Mario.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, but she's still single, though. That's good news for Aldo, right? Aldo, come on.
Well, what about Meryl?
Is she older than me?
Or Meryl, yeah.
How old is she?
She's 19 and 20.
That's prime Meryl age.
Oh, yeah. She turned 20.
She just turned 20. Well, I'm going to turn 20 in like 7 months, so.
She turned 20 like last month.
7 months. So that's close.
Yeah. That's cool.
I'll tell you what. Have her listen to the Crewcast. Maybe she'll be shocked and awed by his voice.
We'll have to sit down and give you my best material.
Does she like mumblers?
I don't mumble. Do not mumble.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. That's because we didn't have a proper mix on the board.
Yes, you do.
Is she a fan of guys that she can't understand? Because Meryl's their guy.
You do mumble.
Somebody called in this week. Was that you, Amy? Somebody called in was saying, they were listening to an old episode, and they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, Meryl, you do mumble.
Yeah, it was me.
Was it? Yeah.
And I left a message today, I think.
Amy, it's just a lame attempt to be funny.
I'm serious. You do mumble. But
when everybody calls in and says that you mumble, Meryl, maybe you should kind of pick up on
it. Because there was one comment made.
It's a sleepover.
Everyone has to jump on that stupid bandwagon.
I don't even know what you said right there. I couldn't even make that out.
At the sleepover, Bethany dared me to say, Meryl's mumbles make my knees crumble.
And that was amazing.
It's true,
though.
Is
that a call-in?
Yeah, that was a call-in.
It's true that his mumbles make your knees crumble?
Not crumble, but like...
Oh, just true that he mumbles.
It's just that, like, I have to turn my...
It makes me throw up.
I have to turn my speaker, like, all the way, like, up so I can hear.
Well, hopefully we're fixing
very
the audio
soft-spoken.
Issues. So let's talk about convention a little bit. And we got about 40 people signed up, which is
pretty good.
But the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's going to be really good.
It's a rocking
it's
gonna
be
good
a blast.
Time.
I can't wait to see Jeff Amahati Deo. And
are you a hottie or are you saying that are you referring to Jeff as the hottie?
I'm referring to Jeff as the hottie because
I'm not sure, really.
At convention, what do you do?
Rock out.
Yeah, we rock out.
It's crazy. It's insanity.
It was insane last year.
Yeah, we have just a bunch of fun. So
you make some noise.
Make some noise.
I just always one nice thing about the only nice thing about the Hilton, which is the massive hotel right next to the convention center, was that they always offered a nice breakfast. They had a restaurant for breakfast because you had nothing. Really wasn't anything to offer. So the nice advantage of that place, at least, was the ability to go down and eat some breakfast. And I remember for a few years. I would take my group out, treat them to breakfast so we'd get a nice meal. Because the one drawback about it is if you don't eat a meal, if you skip a meal, you're going a while before you eat again. Yeah.
It behooves you,
to eat early and often. Kind of like voting.
Fortunately, we have continental breakfast, so... And it was pretty good.
Last year was pretty good, so I can't complain.
It's not, I don't think they had like sausage and stuff.
Oh, no. But bagels, that's enough.
I think they even had waffle flakes.
No, they had breakfast because some kids had eggs.
Yeah, and stuff. Maybe they did have eggs. They might have had eggs. Those cheap, fake,
I remember not liking them. Trying them and not
liking
them.
Liquid egg.
I'll eat anything. So.
Egg beaters or whatever they are.
Yeah, I'll try anything once, so.
Yeah. At the Country Inn Suites for, JBQ, we went to this hotel and they had like a breakfast that was till like 3 o'clock.
In the afternoon? That's crazy. So
I am ready, by the way. Speaking of breakfast at 3 p.m., I was at McDonald's this last week. I made it just at the cutoff. And I thought, this is the 21st century. This is McDonald's. This is a big corporation. Why can't they offer breakfast 24
hours? Aren't they
going to
start doing that?
I'm ready to have a McGriddle at 3 p.m.
Isn't some place starting to do that?
I could eat sausage,
some
egg
fast
McMuffins
food?
All
those are
the time.
Good.
Those hash browns are amazing.
And the $2 for $3
deal. I
like
the hash browns.
What?
I like Burger King's
the best.
They
crumble in my mouth. Like when I start eating them, they like
eat what?
Disintegrate.
What?
Hash browns.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, they're good. But seriously,
Burger King's are hot and cooked.
I'm getting
right hungry
now.
If you sleep in, think about this. If you sleep in, the normal person what sleeps into maybe 10 o'clock or so, you'd have to run to McDonald's to get breakfast food. That's ridiculous. They couldn't at least extend it to like 2 or 3.
Well, I don't understand why they would stop unless...
That's my beef. That's the beef that I have, well, no pun intended.
Having worked there, a lot of the... they don't have enough room to cook all that stuff because you have to, like, set the oven to a certain
speed
to cook it, and then the pressure thing comes down. Like, I remember for a quarter pounder, it was a minute and a half, and then for all, like, just the regular hamburgers, it was 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some sort of logistical issues. Because I'm sure I'm not the only person to have thought of it, but it just is, somehow they got to find a way.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we should start our own McAldo's.
That'd be awesome.
We'll sell shoes and burgers.
Shoes, oh yeah.
Shoes and burgers.
McAldo's, where you can get your shoes and eat breakfast whenever you want.
Yeah, it's kind of a hodgepodge of things you can find there. Kind of like a super Walmart.
Cheap food, expensive shoes.
Yeah.
Like, there was a movie, what is it, Big Size Me, King Size Me?
Super Size Me.
Super Size Me, where the guy had McDonald's, like, every day.
Did you see that?
Really?
That was a great documentary.
I never saw it.
It's pretty funny, too.
It was amazing.
I was told that I would never eat at McDonald's again, but I don't believe that.
No, in fact, it had the reverse effect on me. The minute that film was done, I ran out and I was like, I need a McGriddle.
Really?
I need to eat one of these.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's very cool.
I remember when he ate the double quarter pounder for the first time, just everywhere. He just, like, exploded.
Yeah, they said he had, like, hospital treatment.
And he did, yeah.
His liver was almost gone or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I had not tried a McGriddle prior to seeing that film. I tried it after seeing the film.
Oh, they're amazing.
My favorite breakfast food.
Really?
The McGriddles are amazing. If you haven't tried
them, I have not tried them.
You need a
McGriddle.
What? If you're a fan of the sausage egg McMuffin, which I am too.
I thought it was a hamburger.
McGriddle's a lot better.
It's even better.
Have you had the Burger King sandwich? The big
King? I refuse to eat breakfast at Burger King.
Why is that?
I
never really have. I just was wondering.
No,
only the hash browns.
I always view them as subpar.
I'll tell you what, though. They're becoming I like Burger King burgers and the chicken sandwiches.
Oh, no doubt the burgers
over McDonald's.
The tenders are a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. But even the burgers I like better at Burger King.
Yeah,
that's better beef. Or Angus beef or
whatever. It's flame grilled, flame broiled or whatever it is.
Yeah, McDonald's is pressure cooked.
And plus they have the king. I'd rather have a mascot being the king.
He's freaky, though.
Some weird clown.
That king kind of creep you out, though. Those commercials are a little... Yeah.
I heard they're going to make a movie of the king. For the
really?
King.
Just
the
king.
Nice. All about Elvis. I'm looking forward to that.
Well,
like Good Burger.
Yeah, that's not the king.
My dad was mad at me because I made my grandma take me to see it.
Good Burger.
With Kenan and Kel from Nickelodeon.
What?
Might have been
remember
the
worst. Remember that? It was in the 90s, mid-90s.
I do remember that film.
I can honestly say, what is it called?
Good Burger.
Oh,
it might be one of the worst films of all time.
It worked at this little burger
I think
joint.
That might be the Hillary
Some
Duff
corporate.
Movie.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yeah.
Amy.
What movies have you seen?
I don't know.
What TV shows do you watch?
I like watching Disney Channel sometimes.
Do you watch the Hannah Montana?
I only saw it once, but it's boring.
Amy, by the way, how pathetic was Junior High Church this morning with the Hannah Montana song by The Boom?
No offense. It was kind of funny.
No, please, all offense. All offense.
We could hear you guys singing. Like, it's not
Ariel Schultz. Ariel Schultz is the one that came up with the Hannah Montana song. She wrote it all herself. I mean,
Me and Terrell in the back are like, what?
Hannah Montana wrote it. Or wait a minute. Hannah Montana didn't write it. Her producers wrote it. And then Ariel... change the lyrics for our purposes in junior high.
We had a good one today. It was simple.
It was good.
I will say,
you guys did a good job. I think you probably took your team from, you know, being what, down 175,000 and brought yourself.
It's more like 300.
now you guys are like 160,000.
I mean, we are down by a lot, and we.
But you got spirit.
You know what? But we do have spirit. We had a chat the other day. And we have a new perspective, or mainly I do. Amy, how about we give this time to give a shout-out to our team?
Go Heimlichs.
Yeah, that's right.
The Heimlichs. Yeah.
Heimlichs.
The Heimlichs.
Team Boom is coming at you. That's all I got to say. So, whatever.
Team Boom. Nice.
It's just Boom. That's actually we actually write our name with squiggles.
I have to admit, that is a good team name, Boom.
Boom! So...
Heimlichs was just thought up by Valerie.
It was convenient because it was on the wall.
It has.
Yeah, it was.
It's like a hard
like that 90-year-old paper on the wall.
It's been there since I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, really? It's been there since I was in kindergarten.
I never went to kindergarten here, so.
I didn't either.
Losers.
What else do you like to watch?
I don't know.
That's good. I can hear you breathing on the microphone. No, it's Amy.
When I don't talk, I look away.
Yeah, that's so, a good idea. I'm not going to do that
anyway. All right. Well, good stuff. I'm glad to hear. We never got into any convention stories, so okay. I wasn't sure.
Well, Amy, you haven't been to convention yet, have you?
No.
I told you guys about the story about the kid that he thought it would be a good idea to start climbing up onto the I-beams above the convention. Did I tell that one on the other podcast? Yeah. If you look up at the top of, don't anyone get this idea. I shouldn't even mention this, but I will.
What an idiot.
When you're in the convention center, if you look up on the higher levels, they probably won't even let you go into the very, very highest.
Well, they let me because I had the camera. Because
he had the camera.
The assault rifle.
Merrill's claim to fame. But if you look up there, there's these cement pylons, and then there's like the supports for the ceiling. And he somehow, I don't think it actually would be too hard to get up on top of the cement pylon. It's not that high. But he climbed up on that, and he hoisted himself up and climbed up on top of the I-beams above the convention center.
Oh, no.
This is like, I mean, how high is that?
Probably like 150 feet.
Is that all?
Maybe even 200, higher than that.
I'd probably fall down.
So he decided, now there's catwalks. There's catwalks up there. You can see people sometimes, you know, workers. No, usually they're not up there. You could see him. He wasn't on a catwalk. He was on one of the I-beams walking across. And he ended up getting arrested because I guess it was considered trespassing.
Well, not only that.
And he was banned from all IYCM events for the rest of his life.
That's funny.
So, he was a senior, so I don't know that he really cared, but how crazy is that?
If somebody dared me to do that, I'd never do that. That's
that's no good, man.
Could potentially mean your life. So, I think that's.
Well, it probably means my life.
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's high enough. I wonder if he fell, if he could kill somebody else. I mean, like his body laying on him.
Like, I'm scared of heights, so I would have fallen, like...
And then, let's see.
Maybe he just wanted to be that much more closer to Prodigal.
Back in the day when I was going to convention, one of the years they had, actually, I think I was in college at this point. They had a lion's cage on the stage. Were you there, Aldo?
I was there for that one, yes.
And what was the theme? They had a theme every year. And now we just call it Momentum, but every year there was like...
Yeah, this was before it was... Momentum's only about 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, it used to just call it Fall Convention, and they had like Alien Invasion.
It was something, I don't even remember the theme, but
Temptation
it had something to do
something.
With... I don't know.
Anyway, so there was a live lion in the cage that they had
on
the stage.
A real lion?
Oh, yeah. They had a couple...
And we're not lion.
We're not.
Yeah.
We need that laugh track. Cue laugh track.
Yeah. Oh. No.
And so this lion, apparently, if you go back on the sides, apparently the lion actually got out of the cage at one point. And there were some people around the back, and they were
screaming
like
girls,
yeah,
myself included.
People were like going crazy.
Yeah, but it's got to be kind of tame, though, isn't it?
not in the back. No, I wasn't.
How did it get out?
Who knows? It ate the keeper? I don't know. No, it didn't eat him. I have no idea.
Why that was like, there, was this at convention?
Ghost in the Darkness.
Where was this?
That was like
this was at convention. Yeah,
it was during
the
Fear Factor
the back part. Yeah.
Daniel and the Lions. Then Fear Factor.
Yeah.
Those people are mad. It's probably not even convention. It's just like a murder scene. Like,
it was Got Faith.
They want to.
Kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about Christians during the Roman Empire.
We're learning about that in school.
Are you really? Wow.
Oh yeah.
What are you learning? What'd you learn?
About Constantinople and
Constantinople.
Like, how
what? Present-day city is that?
Byzantium used to be. Now it's called Constantinople, but I don't know.
Istanbul. I thought it
was I'm going to go to Walgreens.
Very good.
That's all right.
All right. Oh, sorry. Were you guys done talking about something that's boring?
Who founded that city? They made a movie with the same name. Horrible actor.
Nothing much, Eric. How you doing? I've heard a good new band. They're called Leland. A few months ago, I promoted an artist by the name of Phil Wickham.
Yeah.
Who I think we all have come to enjoy and like for his immense talents. And,
yeah, he's pretty
like
good.
Or love.
What if we got Phil Wickham to call into the crew cast?
That's what we should have done.
That would be good.
Man,
yeah.
That would have been nice.
My sister is just like in love with Phil Wickham.
We have him on videotape. I think that's just as good, if not better, than having
him on. Well, why not just do the whole... Why not just...
If you want, I can rip the audio off of the video, and you can have a nice audio clip.
So we can edit it so we're talking to him.
One of these days, we need to do a video podcast.
That's what I was listening to. We should do a video podcast.
Really?
Because we just should do a video podcast.
Who has a video iPod, though?
Yeah. You have to sit
in
front of your computer.
You just got to watch it on your computer.
More people, I wonder if more people would get it if they knew it was a video, because then they could sit and watch it and not just sit there. I mean, what are you going to do when you sit and listen to something?
Well, you
like
can type.
iPod put the broadcast, and they listen. Like, you can see people broadcasting.
Browse the internet while you're listening.
Yeah, but my problem is whenever I'm listening to a podcast and I'm online, I always have to stop it.
I have to stop,
because I have to focus, so that's no good.
It's easier when there's music. You can surf and do whatever you want, have the music just kind of play in the background.
Exactly. Alrighty, well, Amy's got to take off here. We want to say thanks for being a part of our podcast.
Yes, thank you, Amy. It was an enjoyable time.
Yes. Wonderful time.
Yes, it was.
Thanks for being here.
Invite
fresh
me back
voice
next
on the
time.
Show.
You'll be back, I'm sure, with a voicemail. Right?
What does that mean?
We're calling in.
Probably something she forgot to say.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Okay.
Alrighty, thanks.
Thank you.
Take care. Everybody say bye to Amy.
Bye, Amy.
Bye, thanks. Yeah. Alrighty, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to get into some of our listener feedback. You know, guys, some of you guys know that we have a voicemail line at 206-338-CREW. And we guys want to make sure that you call in with any feedback that you have. Now, I will say this. We're going to institute a couple different rules here over the next couple podcasts that we're going to try out because we've been getting a lot of feedback. First of all, you can call in, but we need you to limit yourself to 2 call-ins per episode. You can call in more than that, but we're only going to take 2 of those voicemail messages. And what we may even do is we may, at our discretion, we might edit those down. And what we might do, we might try doing... Give us some feedback on this. We're thinking we might do a segment at the end where we just play all your voicemail and we don't respond to it. We just let that be at the end. So let us know about that. But right now, Merrill has a couple emails. We got a couple people writing us. He wants to share with us.
2 of them from the same person.
That's right. It's from the same person.
Yeah, Amber McNamara wrote in. She commented on what our signing off should be. Signing off should be, thanks all you Crewcast dwellers. I thought that was kind of neat, dwellers. It's Pierre Merrill and Aldo saying hasta la vista.
Baby or just hasta la vista?
I think just hasta la vista. I don't know if we can pull off the Arnold.
Yeah, I know I can't.
My name's Arnold. Hasta la vista, baby.
Is he getting reelected or something?
Yeah, by the way, anytime you think, and look, let's be honest, the candidates that are running for governor in this state,
Illinois,
leave something to be desired.
In this state?
Yeah. Oh. But, however, okay, as bad as both of them may be.
At least we're not California.
Exactly.
Then the next one, start a little drama here. I guess this is what she commented on Amber's message. If I can remember as far back, we were giving Amber garbage because she was complaining about us, but she never listens.
Actually, we are not. I'll play this one later. I think this is on here. I have to check. But Amber actually called in and said that she has listened to every episode.
But it was she said she wasn't listening, but she was saying the message was weird.
Yeah.
She was contradicting herself.
Yeah, so I think she actually does listen. So.
Okay. But she said Amber McNamara said Amber Skoglund's message was completely pointless if she isn't even listening. She also thinks that we should have more contests on the podcast. She also apologized that she can't call in.
That's fine. We appreciate the fact that you wrote us a letter. That's awfully kind of you, Amber.
She asked if we had a point plan to the Crewcast before we start, like if we prepare. We do somewhat. Like, we have these news articles.
That's total... I mean,
it's
news kinda, articles. I mean, what more preparation
could
you want?
A lot of it's on the fly, guys. Right. We just kind of go with it and roll with the punches here.
We usually plan months in advance. Actually, we've already got March's podcast pretty much done.
It's
outlined.
Yeah, exactly.
She's confirming
there's
this.
There's just a lot of editing that goes into these things.
To the confusion.
A lot.
In episode 7 was our last one. The video of the crocodile hunter passing does not exist, but there are pictures of every second of his death.
Wait a second. So that is online?
I guess there's pictures of it. I thought I saw like a picture of the commotion that was going on.
I gotta believe that's Photoshop because I can't see the family being okay with that.
Did you hear about this recent thing with the stingray?
I heard it would never be released.
A stingray like jumped into someone's boat and stabbed a guy in the chest again. It didn't kill him. I either heard this on the radio
maybe the stingray
or I saw
community,
it in the Sun Times.
Maybe the stingray community is upset about all the
maybe.
Negative publicity it's been
getting. Is this the email that mentions kindness to animals or animals in love or something?
She says she's a pet lover, but I don't know where that's coming from.
Somebody gave us some feedback and was like, and pets do love you. It might have been one of the comments on one of our pages that I didn't get to print off. But I just want to say I still stand by the Aldo statement that animals don't love you.
No, I believe they do. my dog gets all depressed when my parents leave, and he doesn't eat for like 2 days. I mean, I'm there.
Good, one less animal on the earth.
Hey, you watch your mouth. I love my dog.
Apparently.
So. She also got on here about, did we have a discussion about hot air balloons and how they work?
Yes.
She said it's just the, they're constantly reheated. And there's no helium.
Yeah, I think we kind of established that.
Did we? I don't remember.
We kind of did. We kind of just were talking fast about it. But yes, hot air balloons do not use helium. They just use heated air. Heated air is lighter than regular air. And so when you heat it, it gets lighter, causing the balloon to go up.
Also, when she made the comment about here are more contests, there has been a lot of people as of late saying they want to be guests on the podcast.
Should we do the first person to call in?
Well, yeah, I guess.
The first response I get, whether that be an email, a comment, or a voicemail, or whatever.
And it cannot be Amy, Melissa, or Christine.
Yes, it can't be someone who's already been on. It's got to be somebody new. We can try to work something out. But you got to be available on a Sunday night. So, anyway, all right, Aldo, you got some news for us. We got to get out of here.
Well, we've chatted this up in the past. Prior to you being here, we get around and have a discussion about the, you go in Family Christian Store. You know, reading the Bible in general, it takes discipline. There's something to getting up every morning and reading, because I think I read a statistic that said it's in the single digits. I don't know the specific number, but it's in the single digits as far as Americans that have read a book within the last year.
Single digits.
Yeah, so people don't like to read, which is understandable. So that, you know, we face an uphill battle getting people to read their Bibles. And so companies have recognized this, marketers have recognized this, and they have said, well, let's release the Bible on CD. And so you've had, like, James Earl Jones narrating the Bible. You've had Charlton Heston.
Yes.
Come on, read the Bible. I saw Johnny Cash, KJV rendition.
Very nice.
And coming out now, we've joked about this in the past. I've always wondered. I said, what if they had celebrities read the Bible?
That'd
like,
be
big-time
sweet.
Celebrities. We got on this tangent of having people with bad voices like Gilbert Gottfried, or Fran Drescher.
Harry. Yeah. Harry.
How hilarious would that be?
And the Beast came out of the sea. It's crazy.
Harry Carey, back from the dead, reading the Bible. But now we have something called We have something called the Bible Experience. All 66 books stretching from Genesis to Revelation. This is who you have. Samuel L. Jackson as God.
As God, he does the voice of God.
Yes, Forrest Whitaker, who's in a new movie which has been getting great reviews.
He was in ER last week. I just saw that when I was watching The Office.
Forrest Whitaker plays Moses. Blair Underwood, who I think was in a show called L.A. Law, is Jesus.
L.A. Lame.
And Bishop T.D. Jakes impersonates Abraham and the Holy Ghost.
I think I since a
isn't that the Holy Ghost? Shouldn't that be
since
Samuel
a theme
Jackson,
there,
anyways?
Aldo?
Wait a second. Angela Bassett as Esther, and let me finish. Cuba Gooding Jr., show me the money as Judas, which I love.
Yes! Isn't that awesome? He's got to do that.
That's
special
definitely
edition.
Why he's Judas. There's no
reason. Oh, that is awesome. Yeah.
So that's like an African-American Bible.
It is. It's meant for the African-American community. It says here, recorded for black Christians, and one of the quotes here is, the error we've made in the Christian community is portraying Jesus as a white Caucasian, which I think is redundant.
See, if there was a Bible for white people, like Keanu Reeves would be Jesus, and it would just be horrible.
Yeah. Really, who would we have?
Oh, wait, we had The Matrix.
Yeah, I don't know who you'd have
Who do we have that has a good voice? Bob Costas, maybe? I don't know.
We can have Charlton Heston as Moses.
Who's the guy that has a really weird voice that's, he was in Armageddon, he's a really weird-looking guy?
Oh, Steve Buscemi?
Yeah. You'd have to have, who's the other really weird guy who's got all the really weird roles? Christopher Walken.
Yes, Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
So
he is creepy.
Yes, he would be a good
he'd be the voice of Satan,
Todd.
Probably.
Anyway, could have Arnold.
See, now we're just getting on the same tangent we were on, just getting
Arnold
people with weird voices.
Who'd Arnold be?
Goliath.
Yeah, there you go.
Little Jewish boy.
I don't know.
I just love the idea of Fran Drescher. I'm still kicking around that idea. I think that'd be great.
That'd be good.
As Mary at the garden tomb, where is he?
Is it I? Did I do it,
if
Lord?
Lightning comes down from heaven.
I tell you, I never knew the man.
don't know why I love your voice so much, but I do.
That's a great Arnold.
It truly is a great impersonation. I'm impressed with it.
Well, I've been working on it for...
Your voice is killing you now.
Yeah. No, actually, it doesn't bother me. It's just...
Oh, man. All right. You know what? That should be a call-in. Give us some good voices. Actually, give us some good / annoying voices.
Yeah. For our own George W. Bush's King David. Beersheba. Like what I see.
That was all right.
It's not bad. It's fairly original.
All right.
Anyway, let's move right along. You know, we
Warlord.
Play games in school. For those of us that grew up in school, which I think is all of us, you grew up in grade school. You have a little thing called recess. I don't know about you, but I love the recess time. I looked forward to it. Doesn't matter if the weather's good, if it's bad, you know that we're going outside.
Oh, it's recess.
And we're going to have some fun. But we've got this politically correct community. The game tag is as much as a tradition, folks, at recess as the lunch lady. But when youngsters at a suburban Boston school go outside, they'll get in trouble if they try to play tag. Students at Willette Elementary School in Attleboro can no longer play tag during recess. The same goes for touch football and other unsupervised, quote-unquote, chasing games.
Stupid.
The school's principal said there's too much risk of injury to children during games like tag.
For kids.
Officials are also afraid if someone gets hurt, the school will get sued.
It's probably true, though.
Well, in this day and age.
It's lame.
Tag?
It's probably true.
Why don't we just not have playgrounds anymore?
Are we going to break out chess on the playground now? Is that what it's coming to?
There's nothing wrong with chess.
I'm just saying. But outside...
What are they supposed to do?
Pokemon, card games.
I think it's a conspiracy by
Pokemon, or get Bill Cosby to read the Bible.
I think it's.
It was SNL or something.
Chris Rock. How come Chris Rock isn't in the Bible?
Why isn't it every time?
No, I think it's a conspiracy. I think Tony Little. It's a conspiracy with him because he wants everybody to buy his freestyle gazelle. And
you're right. That is a great looking contraption. I would love to have one.
Are you talking about the machine or him?
Well, in general, he's a great specimen, a physical specimen.
He's got great hair.
You know what I like is the fact that he can make fun of himself in the sense that he have you seen that Geico commercial?
Yeah, I have.
It's pretty funny. I should show that in youth next week.
Well, I think he really knows that he's a dork and his product is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, who has that? Call in if you know somebody who has the gazelle.
Jacob,
or maybe
Jacob's family.
Ring, ring, ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Jacob Doer?
Yeah.
Ring, ring, ring.
He has the gazelle.
My mom.
She has the gazelle?
Has
Are you
gazelle.
Serious?
But she didn't buy it off the TV thing. She bought it at a garage sale. So
I wonder, does that even work?
You know what we do when we go over there? It used to be in her living room, and we would all like –
it's the glorified coat hanger, isn't it?
No, it's the most amazing thing. We would go there, and we would all be drawn to it. Like, we'd all, like, stand on it and, like, do it. It was weird. Like, we all had to, like – in the course of the day, all of us had stood on it and used the freestyle. It's just this weird thing.
The thing about the gazelle is it looks fun. It looks inviting, but I don't care who you are. There's no way you look cool riding that thing.
That's why it's in people's homes.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that
they have them in gyms. They've got a gazelle-like device in gyms.
They've got cross trainers which do something.
Anyway, back to the story.
It's a shame you can't play tag anymore, and the parents are divided, obviously. But what is this world coming to? We can't even play tag.
I don't know.
I was talking to my brother who's in kindergarten, and he was playing football. He got tackled and
good.
Said that he kind
of awesome.
Stung him a little bit. But
Alrighty, well, we got some more news there, but I think we're going to hold it over for the next time because we've got an incredibly long podcast for you guys. So hopefully.
Are we going to hasta la vista it?
Yeah, we're going to hasta la vista. I mean, I guess we could do that this time. I'm not sold on that, though. I don't know what we need to do.
What if we had one for each time we went on? Why don't you just, for this week, for the sake of consistency, hasta la vista with your Arnold voice and add the baby in there?
You know what we should do? Get Drew, come over here and say bye to us. Drew's
yeah,
been sitting
guest
here.
Drew.
He's been doing some work, and we've been talking the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, Drew.
He's been sitting here.
Drew.
So we want Drew to say bye. So you come up with something cool to say. Like, if you want to just say bye, you can. But and then as soon as you're done, as soon as he says it, we're out. So we're all going to say bye, and then you can just close us, all right? So, guys, this is Crewcast signing off, and we'll talk to you later. See you.
Have a good
one. We are back and here to stay.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Okay, one, at the end of my message, I said, I do not know what you guys should talk about because I have listened to every single one of your crewcasts. So I just want to clear that out. That's all. And I have lots of funny stories, but I'm not going to tell them because you guys are going to make fun of me. So, goodbye.
Hi, this is Heather, and I was listening to your podcast, but about the Amber thing. I don't think you guys are boring, but the, like, you realize the voices are like in and out, so it's kind of silent at one time and it's kind of loud on the other time. But you know, I think you guys are sometimes funny and sometimes just kind of, yeah. Well, the thing about Amy, when she was whispering at my party, I don't think anybody knew that she was talking on the phone, so it kind of surprised me. About the animal thing, I know you guys didn't tell us to comment about this, but animals could give you love, because when you're sad, they could cheer you up by cuddling with you or giving you a lick on the cheek or something. So I'll try to listen to more podcasts and see you guys all later. Bye.
Hello, Crewcast Land. When is the next one coming out? And oh, I have a funny story for you guys. I wore slippers to school one day, and like I'd run and slide all day, and I never fell. And then I go and I open the door, my friend asked me, and seriously, my feet went like flying, and I like flew. It was so horrible. And then she told my math teacher, who made fun of me, for like the rest of my life. But anyway, that's one of the many funny stories of Amber's life.
There's and that would be me. Yes, I can verify.
Yes, Ashley can verify who's sitting next to me. Oh, and crew, the game night, which is amazing. You all have to go next time. But anyway, at the senior high, at the gym night, I mean, we were playing volleyball, and I hit the ball. And it came and didn't go up and hit me in the head and then bounced off. And later on that night, I got whacked in the face with another ball from one of the guys on the other team. But anyway, I just thought you guys would like to hear that. But anyway, goodbye, crew.